springtime is a great time because folks are all across the country are getting that tackle ready. The pros are out there already beating the bushes. But with me today is Scott Martin. And Scott, Tipped Off Radio is one of those things where we kind of pick your mind and get involved a little bit. And I think what's happening is we're seeing all kinds of push towards certain baits in the springtime. And one of those things is a red rattle trap. You know, everybody seems like you throw that red rattle trap, by golly, you're going to catch them. But there's some tricks to it.
There is. There's so much pressure on these lakes. There's people getting so educated on how to fish certain lures through BassFan and all the different articles and different media outlets out there. So, you know, figuring out the little fine details on how to fish baits is what is separating the pros from the guys catching just a few fish out there. You know, I tell you, red rattle trap is good this time of year. It's a phenomenal bait. And everybody says rattle trap. Rattle traps are good. You know, that's the Bill Lewis rattle trap. But there's lots of different variations of traps out there. You know, Zuri makes one, Matsuo makes one, Berkeley makes one. You know, the unique thing, Terry, about rattle baits is that they all have their own unique sound. And you have to really pay attention to what kind of sound your bait's making. There's times that the rattle trap will outfish any other bait. And then there's other times that the Yozuri may outfish those other baits. And there's not a real exact science on when that happens. But always play around. I like buying different brands of rattle baits in that same color because I'll tie on two or three red rattle traps on different brands and kind of experiment because there's some days they want that rattle trap sound. There's some days they want that Yozuri sound. There's some days they want the Berkeley Frenzy sound. So, you know, to play around with it like that is real important.
Well, some are very hollow-sounding, some are dull-sounding, some are high-pitched, and you're looking for that thing that the fish are telling you what to do, I would think.
That's exactly right. You know, the springtime's a neat time of year. That's when the female bass and the male bass are coming into the shallows. They're either spawning or getting ready to spawn, and typically the fish are fairly aggressive. The females like to feed up a lot during that time of year. They like to eat high-protein food like crawfish and feed up and get ready for the spawn. You know, this old man told me one time that female bass really like to eat a lot of crawfish right before they go on the beds. It kind of helps them with their spawn. I don't know if it's something in the crawfish that helps them have a better spawn or makes the eggs come out a little bit better or whatever, but somebody told me years ago, and I think it's true because I do notice that they eat red rattle traps, and that's what it's imitating is, of course, a crawfish. And, you know, a lot of guys talk about burning a trap, and that's probably the number one technique we do where you just make a long cast with it and rip it back to the boat just about as fast as you can, whether it's ripping it through the grass or just dragging, you know, ripping it along the bottom there. But, you know, there's some other ways to fish a rattle trap in the springtime that I really do well on. For example, just last month down here in Florida, I was doing a technique, what I would call slow rolling a trap. And that's where I'm making a long cast, Terry, and fishing in a little bit deeper water than you normally would. I'm talking, you know, 8 to 10 foot of water, making a very long cast with that rattle trap and letting it sink down to the bottom and slow rolling it back to the boat, basically getting it down there 8 or 9 or 10 feet and trying to tick bottom there on a slow retrieve. A lot of times people don't think about that. They think a rattle trap, you've got to cast it out and reel it in as fast as you can. But play with the retrieve because it's real important. I was able to catch a lot of fish making those long casts, getting that trap down on the bottom where most people aren't getting their traps to. Those fish were reacting to it very well.
Well, let's talk about also the yo-yo technique. I know you like to do that too.
You know, that's definitely something that's become popular the last couple of years, especially here in Florida. What we do on that, it's a real simple technique. It's kind of like stroking a jig. You hear about guys at Kentucky Lake popping their jig up off those ledges, kind of stroking their jig. It's the same thing. We're yo-yoing or stroking that trap off the bottom, making a long cast again. And you're going to want to throw a little bit heavier line with that technique. I like throwing anywhere from 15 to 20-pound line when I'm stroking because you want that line to give that bait a nice little shock. I even really like to throw it on fluorocarbon probably more than anything, 17-pound fluorocarbon because it has a little bit less stretch than regular monofilament. Allows that bait to get a real nice sharp pop off the bottom. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to imitate a crawfish. You know, what happens is when there's a crawfish crawling along the bottom and he sees a bass, he's going to scurry real fast along the bottom to go find a rock to get under. And that's what you're trying to imitate. You make a long cast with that trap, let it get down to the bottom, watch your line, reel up your slack, and pop it like you're setting a hook on a worm. You know, really pop it up. But the key to it is letting it fall on slack line. After you rip it and pop it up one sharp time, let that bait fall on slack line. You have to watch your line. It's real hard to detect the strikes. A lot of times those fish will grab that trap as it's kind of wandering itself back down to the bottom. It doesn't fall straight back to the bottom. It'll kind of wander. And those fish will grab that bait as it's wandering down, and you'll go to pop it again, and one's on it. So you have to really pay attention. But the key, again, Terry, is when you pop that thing, you want to pop it very sharply, and you don't want to pull it far. You just want to do a real nice pop, and let that bait, as it'll pop off the bottom a couple feet, and let that bait glide back down to the bottom real subtly, and it'll wander down there, and those fish will grab it on the fall, and they'll pick it up on the bottom like a worm as well. So do a little pause in between each one of those pops, but it's real important to pop it hard and let it fall on a slack line. Hey, this is Scott Martin, and you've been tipped off.